According to a human rights group, at least 14 European governments colluded with the CIA in the detention practice known as rendition. Today, the group, called the Council of Europe, published its report into the alleged activities of the CIA in Europe. The report also claims that some countries allowed secret prisons to be set up on their territory. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The Council of Europe says it's clear many states actively or passively took part in a system of CIA secret flights and secret transfers of detainees to other countries for interrogation. Among its accusations are that Poland and Romania ran secret detention centres and that Germany, Turkey, Spain and Cyprus were staging points for flights involving unlawful transfer of detainees. It also alleges that Sweden, Bosnia and Britain handed over terrorism suspects to the CIA for transfer. Dick Marty, the Swiss politician who wrote the report, says it contains even more evidence than a preliminary report earlier this year.
Today we are even more convinced than we were last January that such a system would not be possible without some participation of European governments. The states which were involved in the spider's web have participated in different ways.
Marty admits that much of the evidence is circumstantial, and his report is sprinkled with phrases such as "one can deduce that" and "the most likely hypothesis is." But members of the Council of Europe point out that he's investigating a secret process and firm evidence is hard to come by. Marty says he has some new evidence, such as access he gained to flight logs from the air traffic agency Eurocontrol. He matched flights into and out of certain European cities with statements of people who say they were abducted and taken to prisons in countries like Afghanistan. Sarah Ludford is a British Liberal Democrat member of the European Parliament. She says the report should push European governments to act.
The weight of circumstantial as well as direct evidence from victims is just impossible to ignore, and that the dam of silence from European governments must break because their credibility is draining away. How can the EU go around the world saying we are a beacon of human rights if we don't at least shine the light on these allegations?
Critics, however, say the report doesn't bring anything new to the unproven accusations first aired in the Washington Post last November about the existence of secret detention centres in Eastern Europe. Dennis McShane is a member of the ruling British Labour Party and a former minister for Europe.
There's nothing new. It's the same collection of news clippings, and the report's author admits that he has no evidence of the most serious allegation, which I think is unfounded, of detention camps being set up in Poland and Romania. The issues are very, very important, but we need hard evidence, we need new facts, and we don't need old issues which are already well and truly in the public domain.
A senior Romanian politician today called Marty's report pure speculation. The Polish Prime Minister said the charge against his country was slanderous. The US government has neither confirmed nor denied the allegations, but a State Department spokesman challenged the credibility of the report, saying it looked like what he called a rehash of previous efforts. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.